This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. The County Fair. Ever been? Elephant ears, rickety roller coasters, largest gourd slash squash contests. County fairs are definitely a staple in the Midwest, but, and I'm sure you've noticed this, Cook County does not have a county fair. There are 102 counties in Illinois, and according to reporting from WBEZ's Curious City show back in 2016, Cook County is one of only 8 in the whole state that don't have one. Let Genesis Winter tell it, this is a problem.
It is a problem. I mean, I don't know if we'd have a very big 4-H component. Like, I don't know if people would be bringing their cows in to show off, but, okay. Yeah. But, you know, the baked goods. So this is my contribution to Chicago.
Yeah, baked goods. Back in 2018, she decided to start a contest that calls upon this particular sliver of your traditional county fair, an amateur baking competition.
Well, I feel like, you know, so many bakers, you basically just go in your kitchen and you do this thing by yourself. But when you can get the bakers out of the kitchen and talking about things, you come up with great ideas for new desserts. You taste things. To me, one of the best things about the baking contest is just the ability to go around and taste everybody's stuff.
The contest is called Chicago's Best Baker, and all the proceeds go to a homeless shelter here in Chicago, Cornerstone Community Outreach, which is actually run by her husband. As for the winner, they get to brag that they are the best baker in Chicago. The next Chicago's Best Baker contest is coming up on July 20th, so I sat down with Genesis and Alia Zander, who was last year's overall winner, aka the reigning best baker in Chicago. Take me to the competition. Like, put me in, is it in a room? Is it outside?
Yeah.
Yep.
Take it's me indoors. There. Okay. So we have a big venue space in Uptown. You enter through everybody's coffee. So there's a coffee shop that you enter into, and then behind it is this like 500 seat auditorium. So obviously there's no chairs in it though. We clear all the chairs out. We set up a gazillion tables, and we have all the bakers come in first thing in the morning and bring their stuff like at 9 a.m., drop it off. We put it on these tables. I mean, like, there's
Alia,
like...
Alia, you're shaking your head.
I know that 9 a.m., like, you could give us a little more time.
We have till 11.
It's not enough.
Well, my point is, I just want to be done by dinner. Like, yeah. I want to, like, get out of there and go lay down. Like, I am exhausted. Mm-hmm. So the bakers bring all their stuff. They look terrible. They look exhausted. They look like they've been crying. Like, it's not.
I did not cry. It's one of my
Good
greatest successes. I was at the Verge, but it did not happen.
Oh, my God. So it's British Bake Off before you arrive.
Yes.
The tears have been shed, and
yes.
Then you get there.
And then you drop off your stuff, and then all the bakers leave. And every item has a number. So the judges just see the baked good and the number that's on the item. So it's blind judging. They can't be like, oh, I know her. I'm going to, you know, we'll let her win or whatever.
I like her beautiful cream blazer.
Yes. She looks like a winner. So we're going to have her win. And then the judges judge it all. And then they leave. And then we open the doors at 2 o'clock and everybody can come in and look at everything. At 3 o'clock, we announce the winners. And then when the winners are all announced, we eat everything. So I wasn't sure what was going to happen the first year. We ended up with like 187 items, I think. And we only had 3 judges.
Oh.
They were so sick when they left because it was just overwhelming. But they felt like they had to taste it all because how are they going to judge?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy.
How do you choose the judges?
We get professional bakers from different bakeries in the city.
Okay.
They hold a high standard.
Yeah. So, Alia, as I mentioned, you won this competition last year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What did you make?
What did I make? Well, to enter for the all-around competition, you had to bring at least 5 different categories worth of dessert. So I brought a strawberry rhubarb pie for the pie category, a strawberry rhubarb pie for the gluten-free category also. And then for cake, I made a s'more cake. So it was a graham cracker cake, chocolate buttercream, homemade marshmallow fluff, and a chocolate ganache drip.
I mean, do you remember that moment when your name was called and you're like, oh my God, I'm the winner?
I do.
What were you thinking? What were you feeling?
Well, they first announced the winners from all the individual categories.
Okay.
And the categories that I thought I did the best in, I did not place. So I was feeling pretty nervous. I was like, oh, this is not going as planned.
Out of here empty-handed. Yeah.
But then they said my name, and I had a bunch of family and friends there that were cheering for me, and it was really fun and exciting.
Oh, my goodness. So have you been baking for a long time, or is this like a recent thing?
I've loved baking since I was little. It started with like buying the Pillsbury dough roll of cookie dough putting that in the oven and being like, ta-da, I'm an amazing baker. And it's just gradually gotten more intense.
Wow.
Over time.
Yeah. Why do you think you really took to it?
I mean, you can go buy a cookie from a bakery and it's delicious, mm-hmm. but you don't get that little bite of cookie dough while it's in the oven. Mm-hmm. And it might not always be like warm and gooey when you get to eat it. So I think those are some of my favorite benefits.
Oh, my God. You said warm and gooey, and yeah. I'm like, first of all, I haven't eaten yet.
I did bring banana bread.
Oh, is that what that is? Yeah. I didn't want to be presumptuous. I was like, is that for me? I'm not going to ask, but I am wondering. Genesis, I know this competition is for amateurs, quote unquote. Tell me, what is an amateur? Who can be eligible to sign up for this?
Basically, what we're looking for to decide if you're an amateur is if you were trained anywhere, okay. like pastry school,
yeah,
or if you are a professional baker. And by a professional baker, that means like you go in to a bakery every day and you work as a baker. There are people who like work in coffee shops and they serve baked goods. Mm. Those people are not professionals. They're, you know, baristas. So we just draw a line at if you make most of your income doing baking and if you've been trained.
And tell me why it was important for you to place that stipulation on the competition.
You know, Chicago has a lot of baking competitions for people who are professionals.
Okay.
And so I wanted to do something that was just, a county fair. Your mom who's in the kitchen and she makes an amazing cookie and she wants to go show off and get the blue ribbon. Like, that's what we're going for.
Yeah. Alia, how did you find out about this in the first place?
I actually went to a book signing for Allison Roman's latest baked goods. And she, at the same venue, actually, they were advertising Chicago's Best Baker competition. And so that's where I heard about it.
Okay. Did you know when you kind of saw it that you're like, this is maybe for me, though, as a person who's not a professional baker?
I did not want to do it when I heard about it.
to the dark side.
I can get a little too competitive sometimes. So I was like, I don't even want to do that. But one of my friends had recently started taking voice lessons and she wanted to overcome her fear of karaoke and do it. And she was like, we all have to pick something outside of our comfort zones.
Yes.
And I was like, sure, okay. And then when this came up and I said I didn't want to do it, everyone said, this is your thing. You have to do it.
Uh-oh.
So that's why I did it.
Okay. And?
She still hasn't gone to karaoke.
Oh, no! You followed through and you weren't even the initiator.
I know. It was so many hours in the kitchen. We were joking that she needs to do that many hours worth of karaoke.
Okay. All right. Yeah, how do you feel being on the other side of it that you, like, went after this thing you did not want to do?
I'm so glad I did it. Okay. It was a really good experience. It's helpful to see, like, how many times have I stuck, like, butter and sugar in my mixing bowl and then just started going for it. But the second I did it for this competition, I was like, how do I bake? I don't know. I'm so nervous all of a sudden. And it was good to make it through.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you feel that competitive spirit kind of seeping into the situation as well?
Yeah. It's next level. I mean, if you're bringing a cake to your uncle's birthday party, great. Everyone's going to love it. No issues. But when you're bringing it to a baking competition, it just feels really different.
We do a lot of potlucks in my family, especially for the holidays, like Thanksgiving, Christmas. Everybody just brings something so that one person doesn't have to cook everything. Mm-hmm. And there is not a lot of competition that happens. You know, we just kind of say, Auntie, she got the macaroni and cheese. You know, Uncle David, he has the German chocolate cake. Like, that's just everybody does what they do. Do you feel like you kind of developed that competitive spirit through baking with family?
Oh, for sure. Okay. Anytime when you're like, okay, I'll just set my dessert on this table of other desserts, I am walking by it all the time, making sure that mine's getting eaten, looking at people eating it, trying to be subtle and not creepy, but making sure they have a smile on their face.
Yes. Okay. So you're like, I want mine gone by the time I leave.
Oh, yeah. I'm also a people pleaser. That might be where the baking comes from. I like to give
because people are pleased. Okay. When there's a good bake. Oh, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm told that you're not entering the competition this year.
It's true.
You don't want to defend your title? I mean,
I just feel like I did it once and I won and it was a success and one of the best weekends ever. I actually got engaged the next day.
Oh, congrats.
So I think even if I won this year, it wouldn't hold a candle to last year's experience.
Yeah. Genesis, tell me about how this has been as an experience that's evolved over the last 6 years. I mean, how are you feeling about it looking back and seeing that you've been doing this for a while?
Well, I'm pretty proud of it. I just love the idea of a fundraiser that is actually fun because my gosh, I have been to some fundraisers and it's like dry chicken and you're bored to death and you have to endure. And that is not the way this one goes.
Yeah.
So this is actually a fundraiser where everybody just walks around looking delighted. And that to me, as somebody who runs events, is like, yes,
okay,
I hit the mark. Everybody's happy.
Genesis Winter is the creator of Chicago's Best Baker competition, and Alia Zander is, for now, Chicago's Best Baker. Genesis, Alia, thank you both so much.
Thank you for having us.
Chicago's Best Baker competition is on Saturday, July 20th in Uptown at the Auditorium at the Wilson Abbey. You can find more info about attending at chicagosbestbaker.com. Genesis says you can also sign up to bake until July 18th. And I'm going to reel off a couple other quick frequently asked questions Genesis answered for us that you might also be wondering about. Do I have to bake something to attend? No, you do not. What are the 7 baking categories? They are cake, pie, cookies, pastry, bread, heirloom recipe, which means you baked your secret family recipe, and gluten-free. Can I enter only one category? Yes, you can. What are the prizes? Mostly bragging rights, but also a ribbon a la the county fair, plus a small token of some sort. How many bakers are participating? Well, as of this recording, Genesis said 80 and counting, and that's nearly 300 baked goods. This sounds decadent and delicious. And that's it for today. Justin Bull, Sarah Stark, and I produced The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve is our editor and executive producer. Ethan Schwab was the engineer for this episode. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. If you love the show, give us a rating, write us a review. It helps more people find the show. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you on Wednesday. This is definitely Best Baker worthy. Yeah, this is some of the best banana bread I have had.